Jones.
Care to join me for lunch?
Beetlejuice!
Babes! How was school today?
Very educational. I learned about the greenhouse effect.
Your mom's redecorating again, eh?
The greenhouse effect is caused by pollution. It might destroy all the trees in the world.
Hey, who cares? As long as it leaves the bugs.
Beetlejuice!
What?
Why do you always stop at that spooky old tree on your way home from school, Lydia?
Come on, you guys. There's no monster in this tree. That's just a story the kids in school made up. This is a great tree. I love this tree.
I always figured the monster lived in here.
Hi. How you doing?
Beetlejuice!
Babes! I gotta be me. If I pass up a chance like that, I wouldn't be the ghost with the most, now would I?
It was a perfect setup, wasn't it?
That's it for today, men. We'll start with this gnarly one first thing in the morning.
You're not gonna cut down old Spooky!
We're widening the road.
But you can't!
Sure we can. We have a bulldozer.
Well, looks like old Spooky won't have to worry about that pollution stuff getting him. He's gonna be grocery bags!
Beetlejuice, that isn't funny! That tree is alive, and those men are going to kill it! Bye, Mother. Bye, Father.
Ah, youth. Anxious to get to school, I suppose.
Well, we have done a fine job of raising her. She's courteous, creative, and she never causes any trouble.
Lydia, Lydia, Lydia! How can I relax if you're gonna keep doing things like this?
Please, come home!
And relax!
I won't move.
They're right, babes. Come on, I'll take over for you.
We'll get that ugly tree no matter what you do, little girl.
They deserve some Beetlejuicing. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
All right, the show's over.
Well, that's what you think, pal! The show is just beginning!
You shouldn't miss a day of school without a good reason, Lydia.
Saving a life isn't a good enough reason.
Now, Lydia, it's only a tree. And an ugly tree at that.
Just relax, dear. Tomorrow we'll take a little walk in the woods and, well, I bet we find some nice, pretty trees.
No one understands me.
Hey, what am I, garbage?
You wish. Did you Beetlejuice that workman?
Oh, let's just say I made him buzz off.
That's great. But we can't keep haunting him or he'll find out about you.
Hey! I just had a brainstorm!
What are you gonna... Oh, well, what could he possibly do to make things worse than they already are?
Oh,
I'll just dig up something at Messy Jesse's Netherworld Novelty Shop.
Come on down to Messy Jesse's. We specialize in hard-to-find items. If you find anything in this mess, it's yours for half price. This week's special, Frankentwine. Just wrap it around the tree and it'll come alive like Frankenstein. Then it can replant itself wherever it wants.
Frankentwine! That's the ticket!
Oh, Rapture!
Uh-oh!
Oh, thank you, thank you! Thank you ever so much!
Just pack your truck and get out of here, go on!
Oh, goody! I've always wanted to travel! But I've never been anywhere before.
Could be because you're a tree, you sap. Come on. Maybe we'll run into a lumberjack.
Why does everyone think I'm spooky?
Humans are the weirdest people. Most of them think I'm spooky, too.
Really? I guess they just don't see you as the generous, tender-hearted being you are.
No need to insult me, Barkface.
Oh, a skateboard!
Huh?
Whee!
Tree ever gets away from me. Psst, huh? Your roots replanted before you drive me nuts!
Oh, no! First, I have to meet Lydia.
Spooky?
Lydia!
Spooky! Spooky!
Lydia, Lydia, Lydia! Thank you for saving me. It's so nice to have friends.
Yeah! Oh, no!
I was so lonely before I met you two. Oh, boy, a swing set.
How did you,
That little rope is called Frankentwine. It brought him to life like Frankenstein. And he's supposed to replant his roots, but the big log won't do it.
Oh, no, Spooky, don't!
Whoops! I really love swings and skateboards and children and...
Beetlejuice, we have to get him to plant his roots right away. If he stays out of the ground much longer, he'll die.
Yeah? So what's wrong with that?
Spooky, you gotta replant yourself.
Oh! I don't want to be alone like before.
Hey, thanks!
I know the perfect place for you.
How about in the fireplace? just kidding.
Thank you. A tree couldn't ask for better friends than you.
Yeah, well, we're all rooting for you.
It's for the best, Spooky.
Hey, watch the splinters!
Thank you for this second chance, Beetlejuice. If it wasn't for you...
Yeah, yeah, I know it ain't no cemetery, but you're gonna like it here, kid.
Oh, I do. I do. I do.
There couldn't be a better place for him. Beetlejuice, I can't thank you enough for...
Please! If anyone thanks me again, I'll scream!